SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Rourke. Australia is set to buy hundreds of Tomahawk cruise missiles from the United States as part of the AUKUS security deal. The sale of 220 missiles is worth about $1.3 billion. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles has not formally confirmed Australia is buying the missiles, but he has told Channel 9 they are important for national security.
Making sure that we have longer range strike missiles is a really important capability for the country. It enables us to be able to reach out beyond our shores further, and that's ultimately how we are able to keep Australia safe.
Voters in France are still protesting a move by the government to raise the country's retirement age from 62 to 64. President Emmanuel Macron has used a special constitutional power to make the change, despite opinion polls showing a vast majority of voters are against him doing so. Student groups are supporting a bill by the Greens that calls for indexation on graduate debts to be removed. They say they are seeing more students and graduates struggling to pay off their debts because of increases to the cost of living and because the indexation of debt is tied to the rate of inflation. The groups are worried that if inflation continues to outpace wage growth, more graduates will spend their entire lives repaying their student debts. A new survey has found many Australians are losing sleep over the cost of living crisis. A global sleep survey by a company called ResMed has found 42% of Australians usually wake up feeling tired, and only 1 in 10 Australians in the study wake up feeling refreshed. Those who worked remote jobs were getting more sleep than others, and men were most likely to be satisfied with both their quantity and quality of sleep. Authorities say they are concerned by an increase in money laundering in financial and property markets. 42 people have already been arrested on money laundering charges, and now the Australian Federal Police have announced a joint task force today that will crack down even more on the problem. Assistant Commissioner Stephen D'Ametto says it will target those who are being flown across Australia to collect illegal money and deposit the cash into ATMs.
Money laundering syndicates exist only to launder dirty money, and that illicit money bankrolls further crime and funds extravagant lifestyles to buy vehicles and property. This should outrage law-abiding Australians who pay their taxes, earn an honest living, and skimp and save to pay the bills and to buy a home.
Victoria's First People's Assembly has voted to endorse the yes vote in this year's referendum for an Indigenous voice to Parliament. Assembly co-chair Auntie Geraldine Atkinson says the group believes it will be an important step towards a national treaty. Meanwhile, the federal government is working on preparations for the referendum. Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney says they want to get it right.
Australia is on the verge of doing something remarkable. It is on the verge of recognising, finally, First Nations people in a way that's going to make us feel all proud and walk taller on the day after the referendum. People have been working for decades towards this.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.